this time a Felice brother out on his own. The Felice brothers were a tight band of siblings who grew up in the Catskill Mountains, in the woods that once hosted a 60s flowering of what wasn't then called Americana. The band and Bob Dylan were heroes, and the Felice sound revamped a warm and familiar storytelling style for the 21st century. The oldest of the brothers, drummer Simon, has since struck out on his own with a novel, a couple of bands, and most recently a solo album. We set up a line between Culturefile Towers and the Catskill Mountains and talked about the unexpected rewards of open heart surgery, about Courtney Love, and of course about the good old days.
I'm just here at my desk. I'm up in the Catskill Mountains in New York, and my family has been here since the mid-19th century. You know, I grew up running around in the woods, kind of like Huckleberry Finn on a strange acid trip. It started out just as the three of us. It was a strange trio. We would just meet at my dad's house every Sunday, and we would have a barbecue. We would make a big fire, and we would just sing our songs around the fire and just on my dad's back porch. And one day we said, hey, let's take this down to the street. And we took the train down to New York City. It's about a two-hour ride from the Catskill Mountains. And we started to play in the subway and in the farmers markets in New York City. And we cut our teeth down there. Really first started to play our long, sad ballads. And nobody paid attention to us. We had the accordion case open, and we would barely even have a dollar in there after an hour or two. So we learned how to sort of pick up the pace and stomp our feet and learn some old blues tunes and sort of rework them, and some old traditionals and spirituals, and figure out how to make them into something that would make people put money into the accordion case. So, you know, that was how we started out as a trio. Yeah, those are the golden, olden days, for sure.
And it's all over way too soon. One step away from hers. Small death in the universe.
It feels good to be, you know, in my own little rowboat now, as opposed to on a pirate ship. You know, I'm the oldest brother, and I get to kind of chart my own course.
Empty swimming pool.
Instead of just being at the beck and call of the pirate flag.
She smiled.
I tell myself that I never get sick, but yeah, I had a terrible thing with my heart. I had a open heart surgery, and I had to get a mechanical valve put into my aorta. And so, you know, it was about a month before my daughter was born. So, but everything like that, whatever doesn't kill you makes you, you know, a stronger, hopefully more wise and valiant soldier, a defender of the realm. So now I have you can hear my heart tick. It's like a metronome, but it changes tempo if I get excited or if I run, or if I'm just chilling out, it slows down. You might have to turn that up, but I just put the recorder to my chest, and hopefully you get a little bit of a sound. If you can't hear it on this, when I was making my debut record, which came out last year, you can hear it on some of the recordings, like when it gets really quiet. For instance, in the last song on the record, it's called Splendor in the Grass. And you can hear the heart tick. And I couldn't for the life of me dull the sound. Like, I tried to put like three sweaters on, you know, and quiet it down. But it came through on the recording. I guess that's just part of the magic, hopefully. And when I start to drum, I can't hear it because I drum pretty hard.
My car goes Chicago. Every weekend I pick up some cargo. think I know the bloody way by now, Frankie. Turn the goddamn radio down, thank you.
I used to ride my bicycle past the Big Pink when I was a kid, and you know, the band came here in the 60s with their manager Albert Grossman, who was Bob Dylan's manager, and the band started to back up Dylan, and Levon Helm and Robbie Robertson and, you know, Garth Hudson and Rick Danko and Richard Manuel, the five members of the band, they came and lived up here in the woods, and they recorded some of their great works here, and Levon stayed after you know, the party was over. So he had a bit of a beautiful renaissance in the past sort of 5 years of his life, and he won a few Grammys. And so, yeah, Levon was, he was like the patron saint of our area.
Courtney Love.
The first tape I ever bought.
It's been a long time since I've seen you smile.
When I was probably 14, was Nirvana, Nevermind.
Courtney Love. We all got secrets, don't we, child?
When they first sort of broke loose.
You got a bad way to love.
It was a special music to me that at that time in my life.
You got a bad way to love. Courtney Love.
I guess for a lot of people my age and my generation, we looked at Courtney Love kind of like the Yoko Ono of our generation, you know. She was the black widow that sort of helped lead to Kurt's demise.
What's the secret of your loneliness?
This song was inspired. I read an article about her.
You got a bad way to love.
And how she had moved to New York, and she had this new blog, and she was wearing a different dress every day and taking photographs of herself, and she was now in the fashion world, and it just made me feel sorry for her, sort of pity her. And I kind of came around to just realize that, you know, when it comes to love, we're all guilty. None of us are saints. I was sort of dreading her maybe being upset by it. Maybe she likes it. I hope she does. I've not heard from her, though.
I keep one eye open.
Probably a good thing.
One eye open.
When it comes to Courtney Love, we're all guilty. Simon Felice there, who plays in Whelan's in Dublin this coming Saturday night, whelanslive.com for more.